Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perkei Mishnah Vav, Chapter 5, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Balestas Gaim. Let's say you have a troop of non-Jewish soldiers that come into a city in those days. Anything or anyone in their path was fair game. Shenichnas Olair, they come into the city, Bishas Shalom, but it's a time of peace. They're looking for food, they're looking for drink. So then they come into a Jewish person's house. What's with the wine that was in his house? So Chaviyais Psuchais Asurais. The barrels of wine, the jugs of wine that were open, Arasa, because the guy for sure took it, touched it. Stumais, the ones that are closed, mutaris are permissible. Because if the guy went and they took wine from that barrel, they wouldn't stick around to seal it, to reseal it, and leave it closed. They would take what they want, and they would leave. The fact that it's sealed indicates that nobody touched it. Bashas machama, however, it's during a time of war. Eilu ve'ilu mutaris, whether they're open, whether they're closed, the halacha is it's mutar. Why? Fish ein lam penai lenasich. Maybe they touched it, but they don't have time to be menasech about it. That means the reason the yainesech usually is us, the goyish wine is us, is because maybe they took some of it and they made a libation, they poured some of it for avodah zarah. Here they just want some of the wine and they're on their way. Therefore, the halacha is that it's mutter, it's permissible. Let's see one more mishnah, mishnah zayin, mishnah 7. Umanon shal Yisrael, Jewish craftsman, sheshach lam nachi chavesh shal yainesech b'sarin. So the guy's a carpenter, he does some work for a non-Jewish fellow, and the fellow sends him, instead of money, he sends him a barrel of wine. Mutar and lomelah, they could tell the non-Jew 10 lan was tamel. We don't want the wine. Give us money instead. And we don't view that money as being exchanged for Yai Nesach, which we saw previously in the Mishnayos, would render it Aser Ana, would forbid a person from deriving benefit from it. However, says the Mishnah, let's say the barrel of wine is already in their property, it's already theirs. Aser, then they cannot tell the Jewish person, the non-Jewish person, give us money instead and we'll give you back the barrel. Because if so, that seems, or that is actually, money that's being paid for Yai Nesach, and that's us. Hamurcha Yenei Lanachri, a Jewish person that sells wine to a non-Jewish person. Pasak Achalei Madad, if the Jewish person made up the amount of the sale before he measured out the wine, Dam of Mutar, in that situation, the money is permissible. Madad, however, let's say he already measured out the wine, Achalei Pasak, before the two of them agreed on a fixed price, and he gives the wine to the non-Jew, Dam of Asurin, then the money is going to be prohibited for the Jew to derive benefit, because in that situation, once the guy touched it, it becomes Yai Nesach, and now he's giving him wine for Yai Nesach. Nata, let's say the Jewish store owner took as hamashpech, the ladle that was used, the pitcher that was used for measuring out wine, and what they would do is they put this ladle-sized pitcher, whatever it was, in the barrel, and then they would pour it into the private jug of the non-Jew. Umada letzich tzuchusei shenachri. And now he pours some of that wine into the jug, into the bottle that the non-Jewish person has. And the non-Jewish person still has a little of his old wine at the bottom of that jug. The halacha is, usually we say in halacha something called nitzei chibur. That means to say, if you pour a liquid from vessel A into vessel B, and there is a stream that attaches that which is being poured into the vessel that's being poured into, halachically that's a chibur. That's considered a connection. So in this situation, where he pours from one into another, and there is pre-existing wine at the bottom of the previous barrel, that's considered a chibur. That may be considered like the two of them are connected. V'chazar u'madad, and the storekeeper goes, and he takes that mashpech, he takes that ladle slash pitcher, and he pours wine for a Jewish person, and if there's still some wine left from the previous time that he poured for the non-Jew, and there was a connection to the non-Jew's previous wine in his barrel, asa the halacha is it's asa because it's considered connected. The Jewish person pours wine from his vessel into a kli that has yai nesach, that has prohibited wine. Esha erim imenu, the kli that he poured from mutter is permissible as long as there was a hefsek. He poured, but there was a separation. That means to say there wasn't a stream that attached the two of them. The stream of wine that he poured from his kli into the kli of the non-Jew, once it touches the kli of the non-Jew, even though there's a mid-air stream and somebody would scoop a little bit out of it, it's considered like it's connected to the Yai Nesach, and the halacha is aser, that's going to be prohibited. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.